You're listening to Breakfast Briefing here on News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. You can text us 53106 at the cost of 30 cents or get us on Twitter at NTBreakfast or myself at Shane Beattie News. It is 20 past 6 for Monday the 4th of January. I hope you're all well. Now, a grim milestone was reached last night as Ireland crossed the 100,000 COVID-19 cases mark. There are stark warnings from health chiefs and Dr. Tony Holohan to stay at home due to spiralling hospital and ICU admissions. The Department of Health notified of 4,962 new cases and also sadly 7 further deaths too, and it brings the number of COVID-19 cases in Ireland to 101,887. People are being urged to work from home. There's still a question mark over whether schools will actually reopen next Monday, and Minister Eamon Ryan told News Talk yesterday that the exercise travel limit could be reduced from 5 kilometres to 2. I'm joined by Professor Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems at DCU and founder of the Independent Scientific Advocacy Group. Good morning to you, Anthony, and thank you for joining me. It is a sort of depressing landmark to reach of 100,000 cases, and when you see in black and white 4,962 new cases confirmed, it does put it all into perspective.
It is depressing, but the truth is it happened a little while ago, because we ran into problems, as you know, with entering cases that had been tested into the system. I don't understand the details, but we hit 100,000 cases several days ago rather than today, and there's probably about 6,500 cases each day at the moment. So it is deeply depressing. But there are ways out of this. There are ways we can cope with this. There are ways we can get past this. We've seen a series of gloomy headlines this morning. You know, hospital services may be overwhelmed. Testing system braces for high level of referrals. But we can get through this. It's just going to take some time, and it's going to take some serious rethinking, perhaps by the government. The end game for this is the vaccination is coming, and certainly by this time next year, this will be a memory. I would be very, very surprised if next Christmas is not perfectly normal for all of us. So there's a time limit in all of this. Vaccination will have this virus pretty completely under control by certainly autumn at the latest, and probably a little bit earlier.
Okay, well, that's nice to have a positive for next year and for next Christmas at least. How do we get there is the question. I'll come to the solution in just a second, but two of the newspapers this morning suggesting that we will only now, because of the rise in cases and suspected cases, that we'll only now in the next few weeks be testing people who have symptoms in the vulnerable categories. So sort of the automatic assumption that you have symptoms, you get a test. We're not going to test everyone who has symptoms anymore. It would just be those in the vulnerable categories. Is that not counterproductive in terms of getting a handle on who has the virus if we don't now test them?
I think it is counterproductive. One of the basics of public health is the more you know about the cases you're dealing with, the better. And there is a real concern that if people don't have tests, that they won't get into the records, that they won't be contact traced, and that's really important, breaking down transmission of the disease, and they may continue to behave in ways that increase spread of the disease. So testing is important both administratively and psychologically for people, and I think if it's at all possible to ramp up testing capacity, we should do so. There are a number of high throughput testing facilities that are not in use at the moment, and I think we should give serious consideration to bringing them online. Now, I'm not a testing person, and I don't know the feasibility or otherwise of this, but I think we should be testing as much as we possibly can at this stage.
Okay. How do we make sure, all the experts say you shouldn't have rolling lockdowns, they're a bad idea. How do we make sure this is our last lockdown?
Well, we need to have a very clear plan from the government as to what they want to do. There was an article by Chris Johns in the Irish Times the other day, and his comment was that although WHO had advised that doing rolling lockdowns while waiting for the vaccine was a very poor solution, that it was a solution we'd taken and we now had to live with it. Now, I don't think that's true. I think we can decide to make this our last lockdown, is not going to happen by accident unless there is a very clear, coherent plan for that to happen. We are looking into potentially several more lockdowns before the vaccine kicks in. There is a view in some quarters that once we've vaccinated the most vulnerable people in our society, that we, you know, all is well and we can open up. But we've been doing calculations on that. Rather few people have been infected overall. On a generous estimate, there may be 120,000, 130,000 people in total infected in the whole country. That's out of, you know, nearly 5 million people. There's an awfully long way to go with this. We reckon if we vaccinated everybody over 65 and all the vulnerable people in the morning, that there's enough people under the age of 65 getting infected to flood the health service and cause a lot of ill health. And our concerns are not just about dying from this disease, although that's obviously absolutely awful and needs to be prevented. Our concern also is being sick with this. There's a lot of evidence that people who are infected with this virus are quite sick for some period of time, and that maybe 10 to 20% of people who are infected are still unwell 4 months later.
Yeah, okay.
And that's very, very different from flu.
Yeah.
Much more severe.
Long COVID is certainly an issue for a lot of people. Anthony, thank you very much. Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems at DCU and founder of the Independent Scientific Advocacy Group.